Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
77015.
First and last name?
Virginia Thomas.
I'm sorry?
Virginia Thomas.
Okay. And for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
13480 South Thorntree Drive, apartment 1001, Houston, Texas, 77015.
Okay, thank you for that. I've located your account for the wireless mini AirPods. How can I help you?
Yes, it was a young lady that was, I just can't describe her, the way that I felt with her. But I called last week, right before the storm, so the week before last, and I wanted the address to send these earbuds back because this is the second pair and they're not working. Come to find out, they was already been built me for these things, the earbuds that's not working. And I asked to speak to a manager, and she put me on hold for somebody that said she was transferring a call. And I stayed for 14 minutes and 32 seconds before I hung up the phone and nobody answered the phone. Because I wanted to know, first of all, if I already called in and told y'all, and before the 15-day trial, free trial, and told y'all they wasn't working, they were sending me out another pair, why in the world would you charge my account? And I did it before the 15 days. She can answer that. So that's why she's going to transfer me to a manager. But I never got anybody on the line. And I don't think they are that busy to where you can't talk to nobody and you have to wait 14 minutes and 32 seconds. That was ridiculous.
Okay, I do
and then she said,
I'm going
to have to pay. I'm going to have to pay my own shipping to send back the information when they already charged me for the shipping, the $6.99 or $6.95 for the shipping. And I'm like, well, if they didn't work well, when you tried it, when you say you tried for $6.95 or whatever it is, $6.99, then that's your loss. You're going to have to eat that. I'm like, what? But y'all going to send out merchandise that don't work? So that's why I just told them, I'm done with you. Give me a supervisor. I mean, a manager. And nobody came on the phone. Okay, so if y'all 24 hours, then y'all should have a manager online too, right?
We do, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to speak to a manager, and I just hope I don't have to wait that long to speak to one.
No, ma'am, I'm going to transfer you directly over. I'm not sure what happened with the other agent.
I think
and
she's
why
it
never got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because really we do have a supervisor and manager available 24/7. So I'm not sure exactly what happened with that.
Well, did you see the previous call?
Yes, I do. It shows here that you did ask to speak with the manager, and it says call was transferred, but I'm not sure what it was transferred.
See, it wasn't. I knew it wasn't transferred. It was just music. Okay. Well, if you can you send me over to a manager?
Yes, ma'am, sure will. I will get you transferred directly over to my manager.
Okay,
she is on a call at the moment, but as soon as she's done with that call, you will be the next person.
Okay. And what was your name again?
My name is Sonia. That's S-O-N-Y-A.
All right, Sonia. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye now.